I wanted to do a little bit of a change of pace, I guess. Half a Purim, or whatever it is. But Al Kapanim, just a little bit of a change. I want to learn through a little bit of Reb Tzadik on the Inyanim of Yom Kisisa. It's a very, very... Reb Tzadik is an extraordinary sefer in terms of his ability to open up all sorts of avenues of understanding. And you know, it's a miyuchadik lashon and signan. So learning inside, I think, will be tellus. So this is comes. Rav Tzadik's sefarim, most of them are all over the place. They don't have any real topics and themes. This, on Chumash, he has something called Pritzadik, which is goes kifi seder aparshias. And this one over here is a Pritzadik parshas kisisa. It's number Zion, the shtickle that's called Zion, and that's we'll do it inside. So a lot of his pre-tzadik on Shabbos, a lot of it is on the zmiras of Shabbos. And he always somehow goes from there to the inyan of the Shabbos, and the zmiras meaning the Arizal zmiras. So it says Yeshada Lon Shufra V'Nechse B'Yikari, in that Kadosh Baruch Hu should send us His beauty, and we'll be able to see the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Siv, Hareinu'as Kvaidcha, even though the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hareinu'as Kvaidcha, that's going to be about some, the shtickle is going to be about Hareinu'as Kvaidcha, and it's going to be about, he's going to have two mahalchim in it, small one and a larger one. So he says, "V'tergum ayachazina kan yos yikroch." The targum of Reinik Vaydechas is "achzina kan yos yikroch." Yikroch. Ve'shiva Hashem Yisroch loistu chaliris. And on Hakadosh Baruch Hu's on the bakasha that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should show him his yikorei. On that it says loistu chaliris. So how can you have a bakasha for that? Ve'echem v'akshem v'nechse b'yikari. So we're asking in the Zmiris v'nechse b'yikari. We should be zeicha to see the kvaidei. And then our heinos kvaidecho, that's what we have the... So first he says a teretz like this. So v'zei yishleim al pi masha amru. Mikom ukan koshikra adodi. The Gemara Yevamah says that Yeshaya, Menashe, he told Yeshaya Novi that you're a liar. He accused him of three things that he said that can't be. It says Ve'eres Hashem, and it says Lo'yane Le'vachoy. Mikol Mekoshik Adoli Ve'eres Hashem. So the Gemara says, okay, Menashe and Yeshaya was one thing, but Ma'aseh, what do we do to Pesukim? So the Gemara says, Kiritanya Kol Neviim Stakim Aspaklaya She'enim Yir Ein Shem. That all Neviim saw through Naspaklaya She'enim Yir, Naspaklaya She'enim Yir, it's possible to see, to behold the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, V'yadua, the targum hu p'chinas acharayim. The targum is a p'china of acharayim. V'yaspaklaya she'enem ira, she'zen nuchal lirois. V'azeh mevakshem nechsi b'yikari. So that's his first teretz. That, adrabba, targum, and when we speak about the targum, we talk a little about this, and let's understand it. Whenever I take something that's abstract, when you have a law that's very carefully worded and crafted, a contract, a law, when you have a mathematical formula, it's as it stands, it's emes, and it's exactly where it is. But lemaisa, it's very hard to understand it because you know you always ask for somebody, could you give me an example? Give me an example of this case and when it plays out lemaisa. Now, everybody knows that when you give an example, a lot of times you sort of you start by saying, well, this is an example. It's not exactly the same, and it might be different, and there are other circumstances. Every time I'm noches to an example, I'm losing some of the pure lines of the abstract law. Like when the law is written in just pure abstract terms, that seems to be extremely exact. The minute I turn it into a case, That's like in law, and lav lofa doesn't in halacha, in chayshim mishpat. There's no case in chayshim mishpat that ever fits the halacha exactly. In your idea, in our chayim, you can have an exact case. Many things are exact. You say lam tzeach, you don't say lam tzeach. There's not much room to play with that. But when you talk about a chazaka, when you talk about what a chazaka is better than marakama, is one shaila. When it comes to lamaisa, it's never exactly the same. It's always difficult. Well, it's not exactly marakama. There's some differences. So when you bring it into the world of our understanding, that's called the transition from aspaklaria meira to aspaklaria enimira. When things are precise, exact, as in the source, we don't get it. The minute we give a less precise, more practical example, then we get it, but we don't get the full emes. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, it's the same thing. There's Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that it says, Lo Ya'inan V'choy, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the B'chino Asmakai Mira. And that's why Torah is very exact. You can't darshan metaphors in Torah. Masha'inke, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim are much more lemaisa. And this, by the way, is the understanding of where Nevi'im came into play. Nevi'im are not allowed to add anything to Torah, and they can't detract anything from Torah. So they're supposed to just give like a Musa Shmuz. So what does he add? It says in the Torah, do this. A Navi is not changing that. So what does a Navi add? The answer is, a Navi brings it home. Yod Asher Koineo V'chamor Eves Bolov is a more specific and practical description of what the Torah is Mechayev. It hits home. We understand it better because it's much more palpable, but we lose out on the clarity. So that's one Nekuda. So he says, Adrabba, when the Targum says, Achzeni ka'an yas yikroch, the yikroch is the Targum of Kovit. And since it's a Targum of Kovit, as long as my bakasha is v'nechse b'yikorei, that automatically is possible. That's what he's saying. His kasha was based on the fact that if this is the exact translation of Kovit, that, and Kovit you can't see, so how can we be mispalo v'nechse b'yikorei? The answer is adarabah. It's the translation of Kovit, and anything that's a translation is automatically, it falls on the realm of what we can understand, and so on and so forth. Okay, that is one. Now he has another mahalach, a much longer mahalach, and I guess the main point. Ochem b'meresh rab, isir, har eininos kvoitcha, nis'ave lamoid al matnes chon shal tzadikim v'shal vosn shal v'shoyim. U'maisi So in Arinos Kvaidecha, it says he wanted to understand the Matnas Chon Shel Tzadikim v'Shal Vosn Shel Yeshoyim. He wanted to understand how can we see things that are tzadikim have it good and sometimes Yeshoyim have it good. And the Gemara Umaisi Mikroy Deshnei Mikro Kovit. Chazal over here darshin on both of them psukim that both are called Kovit. So, Lemaisa, let's step back a second. Everybody asks, I mean, the main issue people have with Amuna is not where HaKadosh Baruch exists, doesn't exist, this and that. That's not really questions that bother people. The questions that bother people are hayitochen that tzaddikim have it bad, hayitochen rishayim have it good, and so on. Those are the issues that really bother people. Theodicy, as it's called, so there's two variations of that question, and there's a world of difference the way Moshe asks it, the way we ask it. Our question is. The question that comes to our mind when we think about it is, it's not fair. Like, you know, what did I do wrong that I deserve to have all this come to me? What did he do wrong? And so on and so forth. That's the way we phrase that question. That first question, Be'etzem Miteres HaMaimin, is not a question. we don't deserve anything especially. It's not as if we've be'etzem started the process. Hashem gave us opportunities and whatever. That's not a real question. The real question is, we have a pasuk that everything was created lechvoidei. We shakel bar lechvod is a bracha for us. We say that everything was created for kavod. I have a kasha. Rishoyim sit b'shalva, tzaddikim sit b'yisurim. Where's the kavod? In other words, it's a kasha kroya dadi from the psukim in itself. If the whole tachz of bria is kavod shemaim, and you take a look at all the tefillos, Moshe Rabbeinu lom yom ragoyim, kivroitziam. The real issue is, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said everything is a chvoidei, where's the kavod shemayim when Rishoyim walk around thumbing the nose at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tzaddikim are suffering terribly? V'hainu, he says, Tishtem kavod, Masha royim shalvas Hashem v'yisur Tzaddikim, Shenir shuchas v'chalil neged kvod shemayim z'barach, Bikesh sheyar lo eich nitzmach mishtem kvod Hashem, V'zeo shalem arinas kvod echa. So his bakasha was, if everything's all about Kvod Shemayim, Kvod Hashem, where is it coming from there? Ve'oma, ma Kadosh Baruch Hu mishivoy, le'tucha le'os es ponay. So Chazal say, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, le'tucha le'os es ponay, ein loshen ponay amakana el shalvasan shayim kechsev v'shalom seinav. So it says here, this chelik you won't be able to see. So he's going to be masb a little bit more by Riches. He says, if you take a look in the pasuk, in the psukim, there are three times it says vayoyma. Behine kank se vashel sa eni vagoyma gimel vayoyma. B'mayim rishon ne'amar lo, it says ani ave kol tuvi al panecha. If you take a look in Chumash, really, we have a hard time getting a sense of what the psukim are telling us. It's. So it says, "Vayoyme ani avikol tuvel panecha, vayoyme loisuch aleres es ponai, vayoyme Hashem hinei makom iti." So three times we have vayoyme. So is it one answer? A few answers? Is it different answers? Like, how do you relate all the events one to another? And Moshe said, "Arinas kvedecha." And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says three times something vaguely connected someone. So he says like this. So the first thing he said is, we've spoken many times about this. That in the word koil, you get much more than you get in adding up the pieces. One of them is that the inyan of the koil is marbe. Certain things can be understood as a prat, certain things as a koil. Let's give an example, a simple example, silly example. It's an example that will work for us. If a person is making a challen, so, and somebody's standing there impatiently, and he wants to get a taste of the challen, so he takes a piece of meat, we'll assume it's kemach b'der soy, lefach has been cooked already, and he eats a piece of it. So it's fair to say that he has an idea of what the challen is like, somewhat. Let's say he sees him put pepper in, he takes a teaspoon of pepper, and he says, "Oh my gosh, this is the most horrendous thing I ever ate. What, you know, how can you put pepper in?" And the answer is, you're right. If there would be teaspoons of pepper inside, they would stay as teaspoons of pepper, then it would be horrible. But since the pepper is part of something else, it's a very, very different mitzvah. It's something which includes in itself. When something includes pepper, it actually tastes much better than something that doesn't include pepper. So the koil is Ra's Metzias Be'emes is only in the context of Koil. Oysa Sholom Avoyas HaKoil. In other words, the bracha we make on a Kodesh Baruch Hu is that it created Koil. And this is because the Chazal of Koil HaShe'asa. In the Koil, you have the tikkun of Ra as it is betoiv. And he says that's why when Chazal say, Koil HaShe'asa Vehine Toiv Moed, what's the Koil HaShe'asa? So Chazal does three things, Malach HaMavis, Yetzar, Misa. All of these three things, when they can never be understood as good in their own right. So somebody comes along and asks, what's good about Yetzihara? What's good about the Satan? What's good about Yom HaMisa? If you try to answer that, there is no answer for that. But if you take a look at a Bria with Misa, without Misa, a Bria with Yetzihara, without Yetzihara, in the Koil is where you find the answer for it. That's one. So, the kol mora hefich matoiv. V'zeh shenem ani avi kol tov l'fanecha, sheyar lo shakol l'toiva. V'zeh shenem, and this is what he says in the pasuk. He says, ani avi kol tov l'fanecha, v'korosi b'shem havaye. So he says, v'zeh shenem kol shem havaye l'fanecha, al derech sh'amru, oto idna lav echad, lo elam haba kula toiva meitiv. So in the shem havaye, when it's b'milua, as opposed to Amalek, which tried to chop off the Yudkei from the Vavkei, v'ayinu she'akiru ha'koil she'kula l'toiva, v'zei elohim haba she'nikov she'mavaya k'ma she'nichtam, she'ken mo'er she'mavaya she'akoil echot, k'moi koin she'vo elohim v'eshom dov v'nasim v'al y'retzoy nisborach, u'me'ito t'etzoros ha'kol l'toiva. V'zeo she'omar k'ashom v'ayah l'fanav, v'necha she'izgal or havaya. Let's stop 1 second and just explain one more knage over here in how he's putting it in. For the person who's not astute, let's go back to our chalent mashal, so the person takes a teaspoon of chalent and he spits a teaspoon of pepper, he spits it out and says it's horrible. I give him a taste of the whole chalent. And I say, taste the chalent. It says, it really tastes very good. Even better than just a piece of meat. So I now have the understanding that when the pepper is part of it, it's better. But I still don't have the feast of how pepper becomes a tikkun when it's bad. How when you add something that tastes bad, something tastes good, you end up something tasting better. You know, I would say it's like if you add a -3 to a 10,